Viter in Shas. We are in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, picking up on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, ben Abam, and a page three lines up from the bottom in the middle of a story. Now we're talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Asur Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, Amalei, they brought him, the Romans brought him to Zayin, they said to him, Amaiko Sakta Baraisa, why were you being Osek in Torah? Amalehu, he said back, Kasher Tzivanu Hashem Elokai, like Hashem my God has commanded me to do. Miyad Gazu Alav, Lestrefa. Immediately they goes on him to be burned. Rashi says, Lamanen Ashkach, as we're going to see in a minute, Fishaya Hoges Hashem, but Osi Osav used to go and say the shame in its letters. Darshu Barbaim Ushtayim Osios. He would darshan the 42 letter name of Hashem. Osabo Mashu Chafetz and could do whatever he wants with that name. Val Ishto Lariga. So he got Gozer and Srefa. His wife on death. Val Bito Lishiv Kupisha Zono. She had to sit by prostitutes. Allah Lasrefa. Why? Shahaya. Beep. Turn the page. Hoge es Hashem Osios. He would say the name of Hashem according to the letters. Now, how is it that such a big tzaddik could do such a thing? We're looking at a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, famous Mishnah in Chelek. Elu shein lem chelek ma'avad. These are the ones that don't have a portion of the world to come. Omer ein Torah min ha-shamayim, ve'ein tzchias ha-mesa min ha-torah. Abba shalom, af ha-hoges Hashem be'osi yosav. Someone says a 42-letter name of Hashem. L'slamin of it. He did it in order to teach himself how to do it, how to use, how to say that name. Rashi says, Omiyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktekim ha-tzadikim k'chut ha-sa'ar. He holds them accountable to the hair's breadth. The Gemara says, Yavam is Kufchaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Amid Beis. Vafilu Samid Yishlach Hashem to go and teach you to be careful with a kavod harav, a kura, the low talamid, lasos, bermile, achrinisa, otukma, kamo, matias, kishuan, sanhedrin, vidoma, turis, levana, durmigamil. So he would say this name in order to go ahead to teach himself how to use it. And according to really make her din, it's mutter. At the time you learned in a brisa, lo silmad lasos, you shall not learn to act according to the terrible ways of these nations. What does that mean? What it's telling you is, avalata lamed lahavin lahoros, you can go, you can learn in order to be able to know how to paskin in such ways. This is talking about Kishuv. We saw this Gemara in Sanhedrin. You have to know how to paskin, you have to know all of Kishuv, but you're not allowed to go ahead and to use it, but you can to know how to paskin. By time I understand why they get punished for it. He did it before Hasia, and that is a problem according to such a level. He was held responsible. He shouldn't have done it before Hasia. His wife was going to be killed because she wasn't mocha. She didn't protest against him when he behaved in such a way. Here we say, anyone who could protest against someone who's doing wrong and he doesn't, Nana Shalavi gets punished for this as well. And this we saw in Shabbos on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. One time his daughter was walking in front of the great, great people of Rome. And Amru, they said, wow, this young lady, she has beautiful steps. She walks very nicely. And she started paying attention to her way she walked. She says, psios nose. Not to be a vachutz. Therefore, she's responsible for that. What does it mean when it says, Avon akivai yisubeni, the sins of my heel will surround me. Avon shaldam dash ba'akiv of v'olamazeh, the things that a person is dush, like steps down with their heels in this world, misubin lo lo yom adin, are going to encompass them, are going to surround them in the next world. Rashi says, diktik psios kihacha, just like here. Right, so a person behaves like one way, they're going to come and testify in the next world. Rashi says, l'star v'china, sh'adam dorsin v'raglin, raglav, sh'ein chashum v'ein avklum, the mitzvahs that person doesn't, you know, steps on, or doesn't take advantage of in this world, those are going to come all around to get him. The three of them walked out of the courthouse. They're all mitzadik zadin. They all acknowledge the righteousness of the judgment against them. Who amar? First, he came. Rabbi Chanina spoke up and he said, "Hatzor tamim palo, the rock. His work is perfect." Pasuk says, "Hatzor tamim palo ki kol derachav mishpat kelim anavi and avel tzadik v'yashehu." Right, accepting completely and totally Hashem's judgment. Hashem obviously knows what the best thing is. That a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Right? And Bito Amra Gedol Ha'etza V'Rav Ha'Alilia. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Great in counsel and mighty indeed. Not indeed, but indeed. Asher inecha bekuchos al kol darchei. Your eyes are open upon all the ways. The pasuk ends all the ways of mankind to give each man according to his ways and the fruits of his deeds. It says Rashi, afil diktik psios, if even on just the way a person walks. Because Baruch Hu is paying attention to everything we do. Amar Rabbi, Zok to Rabbi, Kama Gedolim Tzadikim Ha'alalu, how great are these Tzadikim, Shenizdamin Lehem Shalosh Mikro Shel Tzidik Adin, Shal Tzidik Adin. The three psukim of acknowledging of the Tzidik Adin, the righteousness of the judgment, happened to them at the time for acknowledging the righteousness of the judgment. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Kishchal Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. When Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma got sick, when we mentioned him briefly, he said, oh, he's so great, he gave tzedakah, whatever it is. When he got sick, Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan Levak, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan went to go visit him. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Chanina, Chanina, Achi, my brother, Yata Yodea Sheuma Zo min Shamayim him Lichua, Shech, don't you know that from Shamayim they've put up these rulers over us? This nation, the Romans, Shechriva is Beso, which destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Vesofer Sechalo, and burnt the Kodesh HaGadoshim, Hargos Chasidim, killed his Chasidim, his righteous ones, Ve'ibda Estovav, and caused his great ones to be lost. Vadayin Hikayamis, and still, Rome is still here. Vanishamati Alecha, but I heard about you, Shata Yosef Osek V'Torah, you're staggering away. Which the Romans said you can't. Rashi says v'him goes to al kach. Umakil kills by rabbim. You're going out and you're teaching Torah by rabbim. V'tzefam ruch l'chabachekecha. You have a Torah that's on your lap. What are you doing? Why are you putting yourself in such a massive sakana? Amalo. So Chanin said back. Meneshamayim yirachameinu. From heaven they'll have mercy on me. They should protect me. Amalo. He says back to him. Ani omer l'chad devarim shaltam. V'ata omer li meneshamayim yirachameinu. I'm telling you things that make sense. Rashi says, Shech Rivas Beso, Hargoas Chasida, Vadain Kayemes, and they're still here. I said, even though they're going through all these things, they're still here. They're very strong, right? And you're going ahead and you're telling me that the Shem's going to have mercy? Or what are you being somich on the nace over here? What's happening over here? Tamei ani em lo yitzifu oschav ha-sefer Torah b'yish. I'll be shocked if they don't burn you and the Sefer Torah in fire. I'm alo. Chanina said back, okay, Rebbe, ma ni l'chayel ma'ba. So he says, okay, well, whoa. Not to behave in such a way, am I going to get all ma'ba? Amarlo, he says, klum yasin bal yotcha. Do you have any story? Rashi says, v'esma eich ha'yisa noeg. Maybe I can learn how you behaved in such a way. Let me hear how you behave. So Amarlo, he said back, says, mo shal perm neschafli b'mo shal tzedaka. I once accidentally switched my own money of perm with that of tzedaka. And that we spoke about on Yud Zayin. So here it's explaining that he had his own Rashi says Shenachtim Lasudas Purim for my Suda. Neschafali v'chilaktim l'aniim, and I gave up my Purim Suda to aniim. Savar Yisi v'savar Yisi she Arniki shel tzedaka he v'lo nifrati me'arniki shel tzedaka. And then what I did is afterwards I decided I'm just going to take my own stuff v'chilaktim l'aniim, and So I switched my Suda and I gave it to Matanos Levyonim, B'chilak Taniyim, and I gave the money to the poor. Even after I realized my mistake, I never decided to get the money back from the Tzedaka fund. Armelo, he says to him, Im Kain, Michelke Chayyachelke, if that's really what you did, you really have to give up your own money for the poor people? That's just Hov Aisa Vatran B'mamuncha. That it should be Yichelke Chayyachelke, your portion should be like I should have your portion, Migrol Chayyagorli, your lot should be my lot. In other words, you're making it to the next world. Amru lo hayu yamim vatim. It was not even a few days that passed. Ad she niftar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Yossi ben Kisma ended up dying. V'hochu kol gadol yirom lekavro. All the great people of Rome went to bury him. V'espidu hespid gadol. And they gave him a big hespid. V'chazar san matzul Rabbi Yechanin ben Chadyan. On the way back to the Sevchir ben Chadyan. So Yossi was like, Vatar, he's steiging. Maka kills barabim. Sefer Torah munich below b'cheko. Have you kochu b'sefer Torah? So they wrapped him up in the sefer Torah. V'kifu b'chavila z'moro. So they put a bunch of bundles of vines around him. V'tzisu b'hen esor. And they set him on fire. V'viu sfogin shel tzemer. And they brought bunch of tzemer, wool, like a sponge of wool. Ushram, but ma'im v'nichma libo, and they soaked it in water and they put it around his heart. Kedei shelo teisin shmos meher, so he shouldn't die quickly. He should burn and get have a long, painful death. Amar lo bito, so his daughter said to him, Abba, erecha bekach. Rashi explains, Klomer, Zu Schara, Zu Schara Shal Torah, like that to see you in such a way, this is a Schara of Torah. Amar La, he said there, El Male Anina Safti Levadi, if I were alone being burned, Hayadavar Kashali, this would be hard for me. Achshav Ninisa B'Sefer Torah, I mean, now I'm dying with a Sefer Torah that's with me? Oh, now I understand, Mi Shemavaki Shal Bonus Shal Sefer Torah, he will seek retribution for this insult of the Torah, Hu Yivaki Shal Boni, he's going to seek for my own insult. Amru lo tamidav, his student said to him, Rebbe, ma taroa, said, what do you see? Like while he was dying, he said, what do you see? Amar lahen, gvila nisrafim v'elses parachos. The blank parchment is burning, and the letters are flying away. Afata psach picha v'tikanis v'cha ha'ish. So he said, open your mouth and let the fire come into you. Right? Let it be that... Well, it's Amar lahen, he says to them, Mutav shit lenu mishan nasana, it's better that the one who gave the soul should take it, and not the one should cause himself this thing. It's not Hashem to do it. Amar lo klatstoniri, when it was going off there was an executioner that was over there, Rashi says, Mamuna alav, and he said, Rabbi, imani marbe v'shalheves, if I increase the fire, v'notel svogin shal tzemim ha'alibcha, and I took the wool off your heart, atam v'yin l'chaylam abba, will you bring me to the next world? Amar lo hein, he says, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yishavali, he swear to me. Nishbali, swore to him. Yad, here shall have us immediately. Increase the flames. So not the smoke and so tell me, Aliba, and he removed the stuff that's on his heart. Yes, and Shmosh, my hair, and he died quicker. Afu kofet, Safel, Sachar. This guy jumped into the, and he jumped and he fell into the fire. Yes, Sabaskal, Vamar, the voice came out. Says, Rabbi Chani ben Chadion, Uklatstoniri, Mizuanam, Hindlechem Abba. Him and this person, and this, you know, this executioner, invited to the world to come. Balcha Rebbe V'Omer, when Rebbe saw this, he cried and he said, Yesh kon olam v'shachas, are those who acquire the world in one moment, like this executioner, Yesh kon olam v'kan hashanam, and those who acquire the world only through many years.
Bruria was debitu Rebbe Meir, who was Rebbe Meir's wife, who happened to be the sister of this girl, Bratei Rav Chanina ben Chadion, so daughter of Chanina ben Chadion, and Amar lo, so she says to him, to her husband, Zila b'milsa, this is disgraceful for me, that the Yosfa Chasai b'kubi shazonis, my sister is sitting, you know, with these prostitutes. Shagol tarkaba de dinre, so we took a, Rashi says, trei v'kav v'chatsi sa'a dinre zehuvim. He ended up taking four, whatever it is, a certain amount of gold dinar coins. V'azon, he went there. Amar, and he said, Ilo esavet ba yisura, if she hasn't done any iser, Ilo esavet ba yisura, then esavet nisa, there's going to be a miracle that's going to work for her. She'll get out. Yavet yisura, but if she did some yisura, lo esavet la nisa, there's not going to be any nisa to happen. Azon, naka nafshe kechad parsha. He made himself to look like one of the horsemen. Rashi says, "Hitkin in Yanei Levusho Gechem min Prashim." Oh my Allah! He came in there and he said to her, ends up being his sister-in-law. Hashmiini li, you know, come listen to me. In other words, do what I want. Amar le dashtana ana. Rashi explains what that means is that she was Anita. Derech Noshimli. Amar le, he said to her, "Misrachna mirsach." It's okay. I'll wait. Rashi says, "Klomer emptin lach ach yifsuk lach." It's okay. I'll just wait until you're ready. Amar lo, says to him, "Nefishin tuva disappear in minai." No, there's girls here. They're much better looking than me. Amar, when he said this, when he said, "Shmami no love the asura." Must be she didn't do any asurim over here. And it's called asi amar lele achi. And she's saying this to every person who's coming. So also the gabe shomer dira amar le mayor. He went to the guard that was, you know, watching over and said, "Havani Ali." He says, "You know, give this girl. I want this girl." Amar Lei says back to him, "Mistafina mi malchusa," and I'm scared of the malchus. Like I'm just going to give her. Amar Lei. So he said, "Shkol tarkava didanri. Take this amount of money from me. Palga plach. Half of it, give. You know, bribe off the shilton." Rashi says, "The shilton gmechol ace shilali olecha." And half of it you can keep for yourself. So he said, the guard said, but when there's no more money left, how am I going to go and pay off more bribes? So I said, am I going to go and keep paying off these people that are coming? He said to him, God of the mayor, answer me. And you'll be safe from it. Amar le, so the guard says back, beep, turn the page. Who can say that that's actually the case? That you're telling me the truth of it, I'm going to be safe from such a thing. Says Rashi, she'emeth itcha, she'enatsa b'tfilozo, I'm going to be saved. Amar lei, hashtachaz, as Rami said to him, you're going to see. Havahanu kalbei v'havakachli in sheath, there's going to be, there were the dogs around there, and these dogs came and they bit people. Shakal kalash talbuhu, and Rami took some dirt and he threw it at the dogs. Now she says, pisas regavim, a piece of dirt, clump of dirt, of earth. Habakasa lemechah, they came along, they wanted to bite him. Amar Allah de meir, nene, God of a meir, answer me. Shafkovi avalei, the dogs left him alone, and they left. Shafkua, right, they left him alone. The avalei, and so the guard gave him the girl. Lasof, ishtama milsa be malka, this became known to the government officials. As you ask, Lizakifa, they brought this guard, they brought him to, you know, to the din. You know, how could you go out like over prisoners? So they took him, they were going to hang him. Rashi says, I said, Lishomer, a school of Zakifa Litalia, Zakifa Purkash, Solvin Ba. All right, they came to like hang him. Amar Allah de Meir Nemi, God of Meir, answer me. Right, and there was a miracle; they weren't able to hang him. Didn't work. Achtua Amule my high. So they brought him down, and they said, like, what does this mean? Like, why isn't this working? Rashi says, the lo metzina le miskifa. Why are we hanging you? Amalu hachi avamaisa. So he said to him, this is what happened. He told him what happened with Meir. Asu chaku le dmusa de Meir apischa derome. They came and they put a picture of Meir by the gates of Rome. Amre, and they said, called the Chazina Potsufa, Adain Lysi. Anyone who saw this particular face, bring him to us. Basically, they put a warrant out for his arrest. Called the Chazina, bring this person over here, and we'll take care of him. Yom Achadach Hazio, one day, some of the Romans, they saw him. Oh! And Rotu Abasar, they ran after him, Rotu Mikamaya Lebe Zonos. The mayor ran from them, and he went to the Bezonos. Rashi's Kedei, Shayomu. Lohu the Eu Lohava Ayah, it's definitely not him because he wouldn't have gone to such a place. Hikadami Bishuli over the Kachav Mechaza. Some say that they saw, some say he saw like some tray for food, Bishuli over the Kachav Mechaza, and Tamash Baha Umasak Baha. He dipped his fingers in it with some, Rashi's Taval Achas Mitzvosav, Umasas Chavertam, but he sucked on the other finger. They thought he was eating tray for the God, definitely not Remeir. Hikadami Asaliyo, and some say that Elio and Avi came, Idmi Luke Azona, and he came to them looking like Azona to the ones running after him, Krachte, and he grabbed Rabbi Meir, meaning Elio and Avi looked like Azona, he grabbed him. Rashi says, Chibkaso, Kilo, he regular, so like, oh, he like he was a regular customer. Amri, so the Romans said, Chasva Shalom, Meir Ava. Chalila, this is Rabbi Meir. This is unbelievable, like the type of Lashon is coming over here. Chalila, that's the case. Lava Avid Achi, definitely wouldn't behave like that. Come, Arak, Asala Bavel. So Meir, okay, he survived here, but he was still, you know, on their wanted list. He got up and he ran away and he came to Bavel. Ikad Amri, some say, Mehai Maisa. Some say it's from this particular event that occurred, that he fled. And the Ikadami, the Maiseb de Beruya, the story of Beruya. What story of Beruya? Says Rashi, Shapam Achas, Ligliga al Sha'amu Chacham Noshim Daitin Kalasin. One time Beruya, like, she kind of spoke in a negative way about how Chazal say that women are light minded. Okay. Noshim Daitin Kalasin Alayu. Va'amr La Chayecha Sofcha Lahodos Adivrayim. Rav Meir said back, you're going to admit to them. V'siv lechem mitamidav l'nasosa l'davar l'dvar avera. So he convinced one of his students to go into, you know, to try to trick her to do an avera. V'hifzer b'yom ramen, impressed her many days. Ashin esratzis, until she admitted to, okay, let's do this. Ukshenodala chanka atzma v'arak emer machmas ksufa. And when it became known to her what happened, she was so distraught what happened that she ended up hanging herself. And Rav Meir ran away out of embarrassment that occurred. Tana Rabbanan. One of the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to go and help build a stadium. In Rashi, they said that's like they had this arena and it was for entertainment. They would have these bulls that were coming and they would just kill people and yay, everyone say yay. Tana Rabbanan. Holich lit stadin ulichar kam. Someone who goes to this type of place. Rashi says, what's the stadium? It's Makom Sheminachin Sashor. That's where the shores come and they go and they gore people. And the other one says lecharkom. Lecharkom is lecharkom is Rashi's mitzor. Also, some schok leitzanas. The place that they do all these like shtick, like, but it's all leitzanas.
V'roshom is the nechashim. They see over there the snakes. Rashi is menachshim and machashvim. These like the charmers, the fortune tellers, and like all these type of things. Oh, not. I'm sorry. Nechashim is talking about like a fortune teller. That's what it is. And v'esach chabarim. Those are snake charmers. Lochashim nechashim. Menachashim is the first one, like guessers, you know, fortune tellers, and snake charmers. Bukyon, umukyon, umulyon, veluyon, blurin, salugurin. Rashi says these are kol minei leitzanim. These are all leitzanim. Harezem moshav leitzim. This is called a moshav leitzim. Aleim because of Omer Ashrei Aisha Shalom Halach. Fortunate is one who doesn't go to such a place like this. Kiyam b'Torah Hashem cheftzo. His desire is to be with the Torah of Hashem. Right, halamata. This comes to teach us that dvar malolim v'vienas adam de'bita Torah. This brings a person to bita Torah. Rashi says the lashon halamata to me the samachle ki im b'Torah samachlal da'azil achi la b'Torah Hashem Torah Hashem chef. So persons involved in things they don't really care about Torah Hashem. Ramin, anybody said it a contradiction. Hochel is stadion mutter. Going to the stadiums is mutter. Mipnei shet soveach umatzil. You could cry out and save. Rashi says im roash. They can go and, you know, help the Yidden that are hurt over there to be saved. And so let it go to this, you know, place where they had all this leitzanus, this encirclement, in order to go ahead to help Yidden that are in a town that is being attacked. Rosh Hashanah, Darim, Ba'osa, Ir. Some of Akish Bnei Yishuv Akarkam, let's see him to come and save them. Ubavat Shelo Yischashiv Imayim, as long as you're not counted amongst them. So if there's a city being attacked, you can go to him to get the help, but you're not allowed to go and be involved with them. Vim Yischashiv Imayim also, but if he's going to be part of them, then it's going to be also. Kashi, it's Tadion, it's Tadion, Kashi, Karkam, Akarkam. And for the Gemara, Bishlam, Akarkam, Akarkam, Makash, it's not a question of this encirclement by that, because Khan, Bim Yischashiv Imayim, first part, so he said, you're not going to be part of them, he's going to be counted as part of them. And Kam B'Shem Mitzchashu Imayim, the other one said when you know it's not part of them. Ava Ella, it's Tadinin, Kasha. They have a question. Can you go to them or can you not? Well, they were tonight. It's Machlokas tonight. The title of the Tanabai says, Enochel, it's Tadinin, Mepnei, Moshav Leitzim. Can't go because of the Moshav Leitzim. People sit there and they're doing silliness all the time. Right? The Bach switches it. He says, you know why? Mepnei, Shehem, Shochvei damim, because it's murderous, right? Shvichas damim going on over there. Rabbi Nasa and Mati says mutter bnei shnei dvarim for two reasons. Zechum bnei shvichas matzin yell and he can save a person who fell and get hurt. Zechum bnei shameid edus isha lasiya, he can go and give an edus on testimony for a wife whose husband died that she can remarry. Rashi says imroach haveri sol nerag sham made v'ishto umesia. Then she'll be able to get married. Tanu Rabbanan, ein ochin litartorios ulekir kisios. You can't go to the theaters and the circuses. Because they bring over there, they gather together over there to bring all the stuff over to Zarash. It says, Mesadrin sarche vodas kochom lesnadivla, mezabloshin yizbalini ishi, inyan chanoya shalchibur vasifa. It's a type of, you know, gathering. Divir v'meir chamomim, malkom shemezabim aser mepnei chashad vodas kochom, a place where they all gather together for vodas zar. It's aser to be over there because people are going to think that maybe you're involved with it. Rashi shalich shidu, cheska zibal vodas kochom. So people shouldn't think that you're involved in a vodas zar. Chalila v'chas, malkom she'ein mezabim sham aser v'nei moshav leitz. In a place where they don't go and gather there, it's still also there because most of Leitzim, you know, they're going to sit in a place with Leitzim. All, you know, people, I don't know how to translate the word Leitz properly, but, you know, most of Leitzim.
Yo, my Benai, what's the difference in these two answers? Rashi says, Lori Meir, Nami Kula Asiri, the Hala Rabbi Meir, Kula Becheskas Zibul Levodis Kechavim Nenu. Right, Rabbi Meir says that these places where they're going ahead and they're hanging out over here, was Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim was saying for, you know, late sonnes, Rameir also is going to answer everything over here. What's the difference between the two? The difference between them is when a person did this already. They hung out there and they did some sort of business over there, right, with Avodah Zarah next. According to Rameir, any money that the Yid was given is going to be Aser. Because the chamim is going to be mutter, right? Because it's just like leitzanus. Dara Shabbi Simon ben Pazi, Ma'atich Siv. Well, I wouldn't even say the pasuk is Asher Yishasher Alach Ba'atzes Rishayim. Fortune is the one who doesn't, who didn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. He didn't stand in the path of the chataim of sin. Of Moshev didn't sit in the session of leitzim. If he didn't go over there, how could he have stood? If you go there, you end up standing there. If you stand there, you end up sitting there. If you sit there, you end up being lots over there. And if he does, he's late sonus. Then him, the pasuk says, im chachamta chachamta lach ve'latzta levadcha tisa. If you have become wise, then the benefit gained in your becoming wise is your own. And if you've scoffed, then you alone will bear the consequence. That's of late sonus. Not a good idea to be involved with it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Matzaltus Yisurim Bayin Lav. Anyone who's involved with late sonus, scoffing, they're going to have Yisurim, pain, that are going to come in them. Shenemar V'ata Altis Lot Satsu Pen Yechzuku Mosreichem. Till now, do not scoff, lest your afflictions grow severe. Please, I beg you not to be involved with late sonus. To not bring yisurin upon yourself. Anyone who's involved with late sonus, he loses his parnasos. He's going to lose his mazonos. Pasuk says God pulls back his hand from late sonim. Rashi says Moshech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yado Pesach Yado Lazun Es Hakol Moshech Min Alotzitzin. I remember Shem Milak. It's called Maslotzei Sof of Gehenim. And who does he falls into Gehenim? Shemar Zaid Yahir Late Shemo Osei Be'Avrasa Zadon. The pasuk says the willful arrogant man. Sorry, scoffer is his name. He acts in the fury of willfulness. Vein Evra El Gehenim. That's talking about Gehenim. Shenam Yom Evra Hayomahu. That day will be a day of fury. Amrevo Shaya Kolam is Yaher Nofel Gehenim. Anyone who's Gaivadik is going to fall into Gehenim. Shenamar Zaid Yahir Late Shema Oseb Evra Zadon. The pasuk says, the willful, arrogant man, scoffer is his name. He acts in the fury of willfulness. Vein Evra El Gehenim. Shenam Yom Evra Hayomahu. That day is a day of fury. Right, the subject of the pasuk is the person who is arrogant, is the person who is arrogant, and it's he who acts in fury or willfulness. Rish Lakish and Rishaya are agreeing with each other. No one, it's the person who is arrogant and very haughty who comes along who's mocking people. I'm Rabbi Tamchin Bar Chanilai. Kol Masaltis Garim Kolay Liolam. And who is involved with Leitzanus? He brings destruction to the world. Shenemar Vata Altis Lotzatzu Pen Yechzugu Mosrechem Mosrechem Kichal of Nechratza Shamati. The pasuk says, so now don't scoff, lest your affliction grow severe. And pasuk in Yeshaya will grow severe. For of total ruin have I heard. I'm Rabbi Elazar Kashehi. It's so intense mockery. Shetchilasa yisurin, it starts off as yisurin v'sofa kloya, and then it ends off with kloya, total annihilation. Finish him. Darshim shem ben pazi. My d'sev. What do we say in the pasuk? Asher isha shelo halach v'atzis v'shayim. The opening line in Tehillim. What is the pshat? Asher shalom halach v'atzis v'shayim v'derech hatoyim lo amad moshev leitzim lo yashav kiyem b'toros Hashem chepto b'toros yega yomam v'layla. Says Rashi, im halach sof alamod. What am I talking about? Did I go backwards here? Yeah. Ma'idah sevishay shalom halach v'zeh shalom halach litartiyos l'kirkisiyos shalom d'chavim. This is talking about someone who never went to theaters and the circuses of Avodah Zarenix, Rashi's Platin, we call Dereim, Kishena, Safin, Litzchok, Litzlin, it's all the tzanas, over there, Chatoim, L'Amad, he didn't stand in the path of the sinful. V'zeh shalom halach b'kinigyon. This is talking about someone who never stood by a hunting. He never went out hunting. Rashi says, "Tzedes chayal yidei klovim." These dogs. V'chol maaseim l'shem tzchok v'simcha. They're just jesting and having fun. U'b'moshav leitzim lo yoshav shelo yoshav b'tachbolos. That he never sat by tachbolos, like tricks and things like this sort. Shema yomer. So maybe a person will say, "Oh, okay. Hol v'lo alachli le'tartarius le'kirkisios. I didn't go to any of these places. V'lo amati be." Bikinigyon. I didn't stand in a place where they go and they hunt. And therefore, I have a lot of time now to do what I want. Eilich ve'ezgara b'sheno. Let me just go to sleep. I'll go chill right now. As the Gemara, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk comes and says, Uv'tarasa yega yom v'layla, he's being yoga b'torah, day and night. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.